This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Night Gaunts.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I forgot the details about the specific behavior of Night Gaunts. Because mm-hmm. you think, okay, it's got long claws and silent wings.
Yep.
And it's going to come swooping down on you and, you know, wreak some havoc and all that. I can probably figure out what they're going to do with that.
And if you're anything like me, you get them constantly mixed up with Baiaki.
Yeah.
No, but they're different than Baiaki.
Right. They're their own things. Yep. And their primary action is to tickle you.
Yep. The picky, they do the old pick and tickle. They pick you up and they tickle you. With their tails, they have little claws at the end. They can worm their way into your clothes. They can worm in through your armor and tickle you. And the book does journeyman work trying to make this sound scary.
Yeah. It's one of those things. You think of tickling and, like, yes, there is such a thing as, like, tickle torture. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's a very uncomfortable, you know, thing that nobody, I think, likes being tickled. But, you know, it doesn't have the valence. It doesn't have a night-gotten valence to me.
Mm-hmm. A successful tickling attack is extremely unnerving for the barber's razor sharp and perilous, even when light application does no damage. The target becomes bewildered, humiliated, and disoriented, and focuses more and more upon the maniacal threat. So that's how it's supposed to sound scary.
Yes.
This is the origins of these things, which Lovecraft put in the Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath, mm-hmm. the dumping house for all of his worst ideas.
Yep.
Generally, was a dream where there were these night gaunt things, and in the dream they tickled him.
Uh huh.
And Lovecraft is the kind of fuck, like, as much as, you know, I do appreciate him in many ways,
mm-hmm.
is the kind of fuck where if it was in a dream, it was good.
Yes.
Like, that scared me in a dream. Therefore, it is scary.
Obviously.
Not, you know, hey, dreams are bullshit. maybe it's not actually scary to be tickled.
Right. Yeah. And also if you pull that out, maybe people are not going to respond the way you think it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exactly like this. What he did with that without really, you know, knowing was inspire tons of trench coat nerds who play this game mm-hmm. to, like, try to make each other scared talking about being tickled. Like, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
Extremely weird.
And if I was picked up by one of these guys and tickled, I probably wouldn't like it. But
I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You know, you need to come to my reality. You have to scare me in my house, you know?
Yeah. But he's probably, you know, at the time, it's not like he, you know, he might not not have been thinking quite straight at this time.
Probably.
You know? There's a lot of Dreamland stuff that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
The other thing that they do that is more likely to kill you and also has a little bit more of a point mm-hmm. is they will pick you up and drop you someplace dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The most dangerous. And they work for Nodens, and Nodens is the good god.
Huh.
Like, Nodens is... So, like, when August Derleth came along and fucked up the mythos and made their explicitly good gods,
yeah.
Lovecraft had just a couple
right.
that are decent. And Nodens is the hunter. Like, he's the honorable, you know, hunter.
Cool.
He's good. Like, he's supposed to be the, you know, not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He rides on a bunch of dolphins. Okay. We'll talk about Nodens when we get to the god section.
Like,
he's something.
Yeah, I don't know Nodens.
but he still has these things that that worship him. And we'll just drop you in a big fucking Arby's at a moment's notice.
Like, brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.